little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems like 100 years ago. Back to his arms and never know the joy of love that used to taste like honey. Come back where you belong to only me. Honey, come back where you belong to only me. Honey, come back where you belong.
There's Glenn Campbell and Jimmy Webb's Honey, Come Back. Don't save it, sell it. At the Glenmary Flea Market, Louisa. Some Major League Baseball clubs entertain the fans during the breaks by having scantily clad young ladies sweep the bases. Well, the Atlanta Braves announced yesterday that next season they're going to do one better. Yeah, they're going to have a stark, naked chimpanzee do the job. The chimpanzee will get his own bat and his own glove, says the Brave management. Yeah, we're trying to make the stadium a fun place.
Hi, this is W.H. Whitmire, and I come to Prospect Heights. Come to our Halloween carnival.
The PTA at Prospect Heights Middle School is planning a carnival on Friday from 6 to 9. We'd like you to come.
We're at Safeway talking to customers about the brands they buy.
From the look of your basket, ma'am, I'd say you're a brand name shopper.
Yes, my mother used brand names, and so do I.
Have you ever tried any of Safeway's S brands?
S brands?
Yes, food and household items that Safeway packages under its own name.
No, I haven't.
Well, did you know that S brands always cost less than comparable national brands?
Well, yes, I guess I knew that.
Did you know that they're guaranteed to be as good or better than national brands?
I didn't know that.
Try any Safeway S brand products. We guarantee them to be as good as or better than the comparable national brand, or we'll refund your money. With a guarantee like that, you can't go wrong. And here's a way to find out and save even more. Your choice of Safeway lunch meats, meat or beef bologna, pickle loaf or olive loaf, mix or match, 6-ounce package, just 89 cents. Safeway lunch meats, like all Safeway S brands, guaranteed quality at a lower price.
Once you've tried it, you stay Safeway.
Whole grade A fryers, 49 cents a pound at your Orange, Louisa, and Culpeper Safeway. It's 2:30. This is WJMA, AM and FM in Orange. This is Jefferson Starship and Miracles.
Would I might have to move heaven and earth to you.
Jefferson Starship. That's from their album Red Octopus and Miracles. Here are a few tips on how to improve your cooking expertise from the Associated Press. Do you have a few radishes left in the old fridge? Chop them up very fine and add them to a sandwich filling of salmon, tuna, or hard-cooked egg. To prevent mold on cheese, wrap it in a cloth dampened with salt water before you refrigerate it. That way it won't get hard, and it won't mold either, like they said. Try adding chopped celery to sliced potatoes before frying. The celery is supposed to give the spuds more moisture and more flavor. For a quick punch, stir together bottled cranberry juice cocktail and frozen lemonade concentrate. Add sugar and water to taste and pour over ice cubes before adding your vodka or whatever. When making sandwiches to be carried in lunches, use frozen bread. Wrap the sandwich in a paper towel before putting it in the plastic sandwich bag. The sandwich will remain fresh but not wet and never soggy. You gotta be careful on this one, though, because I've tried that. And if you let any moisture at all get into that freezer, you're going to be in trouble, because that sandwich is going to come out of there looking like a washcloth. A wet washcloth. And the taste is something to experience. The next time you brown and serve clover leaf rolls, don't brown, but separate into sections and fry in deep fat. Turning these things all the time. Drain on paper towels, dip in sugar and cinnamon, mixed both together, the sugar and the cinnamon, and serve them hot. That's supposed to be very tasty. Well, you can pick out what you want there or throw the whole thing away. That's just what the Associated Press suggested to do this week in the kitchen. It's 24 before 3 o'clock now.
When the whistle blows, the rescue squad goes. In the past 12 months, the Orange County Rescue Squad answered 880 calls for assistance. 880 times when the call went out, the squad went out. Every year since its organization in 1951, the Orange County Rescue Squad has demonstrated its increasing value to the citizens it serves. And now it's time for you to show your support of this invaluable organization. The Rescue Squad has a goal of $28,400 in order to meet its daily operating budget and maintain its equipment. You can help by sending as large a contribution as you can, and send it now to Orange Rescue Squad, Box 446, Orange, Virginia 22960.
I'm Howard Lohr, candidate for Barber District Supervisor. Let's talk about tax reform. It takes money to provide the services we want and need. Unfortunately, some people are paying more than their fair share of taxes. Let's give everyone an even shake. To do this, we need an assessment policy which is altogether fair. Together, we can make a good county better. Please consider a vote for me, Howard Lohr, on November 4th.
Paid for by Orange County Democratic Committee, R. Monroe Waugh, Treasurer.
Here's Jackie DeShannon.
But for everyone. enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
That's a nice one. What the World Needs Now is Love, recorded by Jackie DeShannon. And that was taken off the album Super Pack, the best of Burt Bacharach in a two-record set. Now, this is not Burt Bacharach's orchestra performing the songs. It's the Burt Bacharach songs done by the people who made them famous. For instance, Dionne Warwick appears several times on this. She does Anyone Who Had a Heart. Let's see, where's the next one? She also does Walk On By and Do You Know the Way to San Jose. Jackie DeShannon appears twice. To Wait for Love is her other one. B.J. Thomas from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Gene Pitney is on here. Only Love Can Break a Heart. Tommy Hurt, the Shirelles, Buddy Greco, Chuck Jackson, Timmy Euro, Jerry Butler, a whole bunch of other people, including Bobby Vinton. This is a superb album. If you like Burt Bacharach, it's just tremendous. It's on Trip Records. WJMA time now is 18 before 3. The Orange Girls varsity basketball team will play host to Matoka tonight. 7 o'clock is game time. And it'll be in the Orange County High School Gymnasium. They're playing basketball. The winner will be the regular season champ of the Battlefield District and will get a first-round bye in the district tournament, which gets underway Tuesday. There will be no JV game. 7 o'clock tonight, the Orange Girls varsity basketball team. Now, because of prior commitments, WJMA won't be able to bring you this ball game, so you'll have to go to it and give the girls your support in person. 7 o'clock, the Orange County High School gym. Mills Brothers from 1950. This is Daddy's Little Girl.
Your spice. star on a tree. You're the Easter Bunny to mommy and me. You're sugar, you're spice, you're everything nice, and you're daddy's little girl.
Da-dum, bum. Mills Brothers, that's a nice one. 1950. Daddy's Little Girl. It's 2:45, and that's WJMA time. The Gordonsville United Methodist Youth Fellowship will be out trick-or-treating for UNICEF tonight, the day before Halloween. They'll be at your place tonight. Now, you'll be able to identify these UMFERS, as we call them, that stands for UMYFers, by a specially designated sign they will be carrying, so that you won't be ripped off by some kid that walks up and says, I'm an UMFER, give me some money, pal. They'll be having a sign with them, so you'll know them. Where did the jack-o'-lantern come from? How did that all get started? Well, the custom of jack-o'-lanterns at Halloween is considered native to America, not like St. Nick, who originated over in the Scandinavian countries. Francis Reasonover of the Texas Agricultural Extension Service says Irish people made lanterns as far back as Druid times. That's long before the discovery of America. But since pumpkins did not grow in Ireland, people had to use large potatoes and turnips and then cut faces in them for lanterns. Irish immigrants who fled the famine of the 1840s discovered that the American pumpkin was just a superb item for carving the jack-o'-lantern, and so that's where it all came from. Barbara Fairchild, you've lost that lovin' feeling.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips, and there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying, baby. Thank you.
Barbara Fairchild, and You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. That's the old Righteous Brothers song. WJMA weather for Lake of the Woods, Louisa, and Pratt should be kind of cold later on tonight. The coolest of the year. It'll be down around 26 degrees. Perhaps it might not go that low. 32. You can rest assured, though, that the chance of frost and freezing is almost 100%. Cool, dry, and sunny tomorrow. Highs around 50 to the mid-50s. Chance of rain? Well, there isn't any through tomorrow. Right now in Orange, it's 52 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 11 Celsius. The relative humidity is 47%. Here's Perry Como. This is typical of Perry Como's albums. It's very relaxed. There are a couple of upbeat songs, and the cover is typical Perry Como, too. Looks like one eye is about to fall asleep. Let's do it again.
Hey, let's do it again and again. If you will kind of pretend, that'll give me a chance to get my breath back, then we'll do it again and again. Don't stop until I say when, 'cause your kisses are sweet and I don't want the feeling to end. We glide on a magic carpet ride, all around us stars collide, and there's poetry inside my head. It seems I can hear some haunting theme, yet there's something in your scheme that's too real to be a dream instead. Hey, let's do it again and again. If you will count up to ten, that'll give me a chance to get my breath back, then we'll do it again and again. Don't stop until I say when, 'cause your kisses are sweet and I don't want the feeling to end. The sound all around begins to pound, and I know we're homeward bound to a world we've often found before. We climb into space and out of time, then the bells begin to chime. We're in rhythm and in rhyme once more. Hey, let's do it again and again. If you will count up to ten, that'll give me a chance to get my breath back, then we'll do it again and again. Don't stop until I say when, 'cause your kisses are sweet and I don't want the feeling to end. That'll give me a chance to get my breath back, then we'll do it again and again.
Don't stop. When you send someone to Richmond to represent you, you want him to have what it takes to do a good job for you. You want him to make you proud that he's there representing you.
Nathan Miller believes governmental red tape must be reduced to better serve the people.
Much of the legislation that we have before us makes bureaucracies grow and grow and grow, and one reason that happens is because we do not take the time. It's necessary to evaluate that legislation. I think I have that time, I have the energy, I think I have the ability to review it critically and help keep government on the local level where it should be.
On November 4th, vote for Nathan Miller. He will work for you. Paid for by Miller for Senate Committee, Ralph Crowe, Treasurer.
So get out the vote for freedom. Get out the vote for home.
It's bigger and better every weekend. We're talking about the Glenmary Flea Market. Coming up tonight on WJMA at 9 o'clock, it's Mac Moore and the Jazz Scene. Tonight, Mac features the swing era in part of the program. Music from Harry James, Lionel Hampton, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Woody Herman. Then later on, he'll be featuring some fine jazz from Duke Pearson and the orchestra, Jimmy Smith, Errol Garner, and Cal Jader, too. All of that, 9 o'clock, right here on the Jazz Scene. Sailor Reinhard Frederick of West Germany couldn't wait to send his letters the regular way. Maybe he couldn't afford it. So what he did was put them all in a waterproof bag, added 10 packs of cigarettes and a dollar for postage, and dropped it over the side of his super tanker. Now, believe it or not, the letters did indeed reach their destination. The package washed ashore at Cape Town, South Africa, and the man who found it forwarded its contents by mail on to West Germany. This is Close to Kathy.
I'm so close to Kathy, I know just what she's dreaming of. She always calls me up to tell me. Every time she falls in love. Oh, I'm so close to Kathy. I know her every tender sigh. She loves to cry upon my shoulder, always for some other. Oh, why can't she see the one true lasting love in her life should be me? I'm so close to Kathy, as close as anyone can be, and I'll stay close to Kathy, hoping someday she'll feel close to me.
Mike Clifford, recorded back in 62, that's Close to Kathy. In 60 seconds, it'll be 3 o'clock on WJMA, AM and FM in Orange. Let's see if you know what this music comes from. If you don't, you're missing out on one of the biggest things in America right now. That's right, it's Jaws. Thank you. main title theme from Jaws. You're listening to WJMA, AM and FM, Orange. It's 52 degrees. At 3, here's what's new. President Ford arrived in San Francisco today under heavy security precautions. It's the president's first visit to the city since a woman fired a pistol at him outside a downtown hotel 5 weeks ago in an alleged attempt to kill him. The president is appearing at the same hotel, the St. Francis, at a $250 a plate Republican fundraiser, winding up a 2-day political tour in California. Patricia Hearst's one-time traveling companions, William and Emily Harris, have won a 2-week postponement of further proceedings in their case until an appeals court decides whether they can get a new judge. The Harrises are charged in Los Angeles with kidnapping, assault, and robbery. Superior Court Judge Homer Bell, under challenge by the Harrises, did not appear at today's hearing. Instead, the judge who had assigned the case to Bell presided at the session. The Senate Banking Committee has approved a bill with $4 billion in loan guarantees for New York City. The bill faces an uncertain fate on the Senate floor, and if passed, the bill faces a threatened veto by President Ford. He said yesterday he will veto any bill calling for federal aid to New York City before the city goes into default. Today's committee vote was 8-5. The bill approved by the Banking Committee was a compromise. It would put New York City on a budget balancing program to prevent it from defaulting on its obligations the 1st of December. Defense Secretary Schlesinger warned again today that heavy cuts in the U.S. military budget would cause severe damage to the nation's military strength. His warning came one day after a Senate subcommittee approved a bill that is more than $7 billion under what President Ford had asked for defense. And today, Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield urged that the Senate cut another $5 billion from the defense appropriations bill. He doubts the Senate will do it. A House subcommittee put aside an internal dispute today and voted to reject a bill to ban the manufacture, sale, and possession of handguns. The House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime then directed its lawyers to submit draft proposals on new handgun control regulations. The proposals include the registration of handguns, the licensing of handgun owners, and a ban on so-called Saturday night specials. The draft measures are to be given to the Senate subcommittee next Wednesday. The American ambassador to Israel is quoted as saying that Egyptian President Anwar Sadat has embarrassed President Ford with his statements about Zionism while visiting in this country. Ambassador Malcolm Toon told a Rotary Club meeting in Haifa he cannot understand why a person of Sadat's diplomatic sensitivity made the statements. You're listening to WJMA Radio News.
Halloween again. And the little goblins make their rounds.
Trick-or-treat!
All right, I'll see what I have for you.
Excited youngsters may not be as alert to traffic as they should be, and their costumes may reduce their vision. So this Halloween, the Highway Safety Division of Virginia urges drivers to look out for the little people.
Here's your treat.
Thank you. I didn't even have a trick.
We're all out here together.
WJMA News Time is 3:04. It might just frost tonight. There is a freeze warning in effect. It's going to be breezy, cool, and clear until it gets dark, with steady or falling temperatures. They've gone down 2 degrees in the last hour. Clear and cool tonight, lows around 26. Cool, dry, and sunny tomorrow, highs around 50 to the mid-50s. The chance of rain? Well, there isn't any, and it'll stay that way through tomorrow. Right now in Orange, it's 52 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 11 Celsius. The relative humidity is 47%. I'm Russ Roberts for WJMA Radio News.
In a few days, Early's Used Cars will become the AMC Subaru Center for this area. American Motors already has delivered a number of Gremlins, Pacers, Matadors, and Hornets to Early's, so you can look them over now, though none are officially for sale. and Subaru will have a new shipment of automobiles in time for the grand opening. This weekend, Buck Early, Bob Nicholson, and Jack Morris are selling some of their used cars at special low prices. There's not going to be room, you see, at the new center, and they'll sacrifice profit to move them out. There's a 1972 Grand Torino Coupe loaded with extras, not $29.95, but $2,595. A 70 Buick Electra goes for $1,495. It was $1,895. And a 73 Plymouth four-door Satellite, $2,195 rather than $2,695. Save money this weekend at Early's Used Cars in Orange, soon to be Early's AMC Subaru Center. Open weeknights till 9.
I tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray.
Vicky Carr, It Must Be Him. It's 9 after 3 o'clock on WJMA this Thursday. Sell used clothing on consignment at the Glenmary Flea Market in Louisa this weekend.
Sometimes the world is a valley of heartaches and tears, and in the hustle and bustle no sunshine appears. But you and I have our love always there to remind. There is a way we can leave all the shadows behind us. Oh,
from Al Martino.
Oscar Mayer meat wieners or pure beef franks, $1.19 a pound at Gordonsville IGA. Valleydale sliced calves liver, 79 a pound. 6 years of fresh yellow corn, 79 cents at Gordonsville IGA, while 17-ounce cans of Lux Great Northern, Pinto, Navy, or red kidney beans are 29 cents at Gordonsville IGA on the Circle, open tonight till 9.
Shop and save the quality way at IGA.
Best Form Beautiful Panty Girdles on sale at Leggett of Orange. For the fuller figure, total control with hidden elastic crossbands, side zipper, 3-inch high waist, and reinforced front, sides, and back. On sale, $12.50. And bras for the fuller figure, Best Form Beautiful Styling with stretch elastic panels, wider shoulder straps with pads, or the new Best Form Beautiful Long Line Bras. Don't miss this Best Form Beautiful Girdle and Bra sale at Leggett on Main Street in Orange.
The 75s are real buys, and there's still a choice at L&W Ford. Well, the Leakeys are at it again. This time, it's not Lewis, but Mary Leakey. Today, she reported what she called the earliest firmly dated humanoid remains anywhere in the world. Humanoid, huh? That sounds like something out of Star Trek. Humanoid. The noted scientist was referring... You like that, don't you? Humanoid. She was referring at a Washington news conference on fossilized remains of man's ancient ancestors found in Tanzania. She said radioactive dating shows the bones to be between 3 1/3 and 3 3/4 million years old. And right next to the skull, she found the guy's teeth in a glass.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you live and let die.
Thank you.
Live and Let Die, from the Roger Moore James Bond motion picture. I believe that was the last James Bond flick made, wasn't it? It's the first one with Roger Moore, I know that, and I don't think it was popular enough to warrant a sequel to it. Sean Connery's James Bond was the most popular one. Did you know that David Niven also did a James Bond role? Now, which movie was that? That's right, Casino Royale, the one that Burt Bacharach wrote the soundtrack for. Crop walk donations are still being accepted at Virginia National Bank in Orange. Now, if you do have donations, don't hoard them. You are supposed to turn those things in SAP, that is S-A-P, or soon as possible. It's good to know all these shorthand ways of saying things. That way you can get what you want to say out faster. Bring it to me, SAP. It's kind of like the doctor talk, you know, STAT. SAP, it's the layman's stat, you see. It's now 18 after 3 o'clock here on WJMA. Looking forward to the weekend, late weekend and early next week. It's supposed to be variably cloudy through the period, a chance of rain Sunday or Monday, seasonable temperatures with highs averaging in the 60s, and the lows will be in the 40s, except up in the mountains where the lows will be in the 30s. So tonight looks like it's going to be the coldest one for the week. Lows expected to be around 26.
You don't have to be an interior designer to work decorating miracles with houseplants. You can get an easy start with a visit to Noah's Ark Pets and Plant Shop, just south of Orange on Route 15. Folks with the expertise in the field of ecology and biology will be there to give you the right plants, containers, and sound advice for your green thumb needs. Give a lift to a corner of your living room with plants from Noah's Ark Pets and Plant Shop, next to Central Parts Company, Route 15, south of Orange.
You know, it doesn't make sense. The value of your home is growing, while the value of your homeowner's insurance stays the same. That's why it makes sense to look into a homeowner's policy that can give you inflation coverage. It comes from State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest home insurer. And it not only protects your home now, its protection can grow automatically as the value of your home grows. Naturally, it comes with a promise of prompt, personal attention you get from your nearby State Farm agent.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Madison, call Kenneth or Billy Hale, 948-4419. In Orange, State Farm agents Tom Nicholson or Wayne Medina, 672-2100.
The music now is from Paul Moriart and the orchestra. This is Rock the Boat.
Thank you.
Rock the Boat, Hughes Corporation music done by Paul Moriarty and the orchestra on their album Have You Never Been Mellow. WJMA weather for Arota, Fork Union, and Shadwell. It's going to be rather brisk tonight. As a matter of fact, we might have frost for the first time this year. Lows expected to be between 26 and 32. Cool, dry, and sunny tomorrow. Highs around 50 to the mid-50s. The chance of rain, it's non-existent, and it'll stay that way through tomorrow. Right now in Orange, it's 52. That's following a high at 2 o'clock of 54. 52 is 11 Celsius. The relative humidity now is 47%.
Today's the day. Culpeper News, your hometown weekly newspaper, is out today. Get your copy at your favorite store or newsstand. Be one of the first to read the new weekly the whole town's talking about. Be one of the first to know all about what's happening in your hometown. Culpeper News, the new paper, is your newspaper. Out today, October 30th.
Here's Jose.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Light My Fire. This is Jose Feliciano on WJMA. 6 weeks after they started to worry about it, President Ford and Susan took their 9 golden retriever puppies to the doc for a checkup. And the diagnosis is that they're too fat. Gary Nippling of Alexandria, a vet there, has ordered the Fords to cut down on their feedings of the puppies. Speaking of getting fat, we've got a hamster around the house, and last night we discovered this hamster has increased its diameter about 2 times in the past week. Now, I don't know whether this hamster is hoarding for winter or it's something wrong with it, but it's huge. It's got a little foot it's supposed to walk through, and the hamster can't get through the foot anymore. Can't be pregnant because there isn't any other hamster around. I don't know what the story is. Coming up during the next half hour, we'll have some comedy from Bill Cosby. The Four Seasons will sing to us. We'll hear a story on how KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh axed one of their old-time baseball broadcasters. And more, too, right here on WJMA. Here's Barbara Streisand, My Father's Song.
Face the day, and he